Hallelujah. For that powerful word from the Lord, somebody put those hands together for Jesus. In this first hour of visitation for Shiloh 2021, it's Shiloh testimony time. Somebody shout, my breakthrough time. Shiloh testimony time. To the glory of God, this morning we had 27 testimonies recorded. And for the sake of time, only 6 of them will be shared. Can the following people just rush to the front to share their testimony? Mrs. Philomena Timi from Port Harcourt. Mrs. Philomena Timi. Mrs. Ere Bulu Mamuse from Ekredijebu. Mrs. Erebulu Mamuse. Pastor Bright Mokogu from LFC Ijebuode. Pastor Bright Mokogu from LFC Ijebuode. Sister Mercy Great from LFC Otukpo. Sister Mercy Great. Mrs. Mercy Oga from LFC Iyanodu, Lagos. Mrs. Mercy Oga. Sister Stella Sasime from Bayelsa State. Put those hands together, and the faster you clap, the more you clap, the faster they come. Hallelujah. Please come forward to share your testimony. Put those hands together for Jesus, everyone. Your name and what the Lord did.
Praise the Lord. Shiloh 2021. More than a conqueror. My name is Pastor Bright Mokogu from LFC Jebumushi. Praise the Lord. God terminated the siege of barrenness of 4 years in my family. In 2016, I got married, after which we have been believing God for the fruit of the womb. My wife came to Shiloh for the first time in 2019, which she attended the Mother of All Nations class. During the period, Bishop Aremu said, he said, no case will survive at this mountain. And we key into the word, which we look, he now said we should go and buy our baby things and be dancing with it. We key into the mysteries of the commission. And in 2020, my wife was confirmed pregnant. The doctor that said my wife had multiple fibroid PIDs, he was the same person that confirmed my wife pregnant. And in 2021, my wife gave birth to greatness. Mokogu, we have come to return glory to God of this commission.
Celebrate Jesus. 4 years barrenness terminated at Shiloh. Put those hands together for Jesus.
My name is Miss Mercy Great. I'm here this morning to return all glory to the God of transformation, the God of settlement. I got wedded in 2016, and the devil came. I want to give God all the praise because the impossibility, he made it possible. I took in immediately, and the devil came. The second one became ectopic. Ectopic pregnancy that got my Philippians 2 brought. And the devil thought he has won the battle. God gave me victory because when the doctor was telling me that your Philippians 2 were removed, I told him that I'm not going to mention this case because the God of Bishop Oyedepo I serve has already planted a new one before we left the theater. And that was the end. I did not mention it to myself. I did not mention it to anybody. I took in the devil came. I knew the devil would come. Because when I was a council coordinator in my place, there are many barren women that I put the word of God in their mouth. I kept declaring for them. I showed them how to make declaration. They were carrying their baby before I wedded. And so I know devil will show up. 4 years barrenness. 4 years miscarriages. God terminated it. I put to bed naturally without the help of the scientists. I want to return all glory to God like Anna did.
Someone celebrate Jesus. They said she had no fallopian tube. Yet, after 4 years of barrenness, God gave her a miracle baby. Put those hands together for Jesus.
Praise the Lord. My name is Philomena Timi. I'm from Port Harcourt, D-Line Brands, as a husher. 2010, Papa appeared to my dream, and I was living at Oran. He said, relocate, daughter. And he put scripture in my mouth. I've forgotten the scripture. But I located to Port Harcourt. And things was not working well. But since I came to Port Harcourt, things begin to move well with me. And I never failed with my silo sacrifice. And almost every silo I do tell God, gave me my own land and my home building in Port Harcourt. God gave me the first building, first land. And at the year of 2017. Then 2019, God gave me another land again in Port Harcourt. And I tell God, Father, I cannot do it. But you, the God I am serving in this great commission, can do it for me. And September, I started the development of the building. And that process, my son was attacked in the school, Uniport. And I take the son to different hospitals. So God gave me a building, a duplex in Port Harcourt, and he healed my son in Silo Grand Year. I come to return all glory to the Almighty God.
Financial breakthrough after 20 years of poverty. Somebody celebrate Jesus.
Praise the Lord. I am Mrs. Melody Oga. I have come to give God thanks for marital healing and career breakthrough. I joined this commission in 2013. I come from a family of 9 children, and I am the 7th child. No one has ever gotten married in my family, including my late parents. So I made a covenant with God that I will be the first to be married and break that covenant of no marriage. In 2018, God connected me to my God-ordained husband. In the process of courtship, the devil showed up. My husband, then my fiancé, lost his job and accommodation the same day. And me, I became sick. I went to the hospital. The test and scan results showed that I had tuberculosis and a hole in my chest. The devil wanted to end the relationship in that he would say he can't marry me because I'm sick. And me also, I will back off because he lost his job. Shame to the devil. We supported each other. The love increased. We prayed and fasted. And also increased the level of our faith. We kept engaging in kingdom advancement prayers. In Shiloh 2019, God restored my health and sealed that hole in my heart. My husband, a master degree holder and a PhD student, because of no job, had to work as a security and a cleaner just to survive. In 2020, few months to the date we picked for our marriage, with no money in our account, we engaged on 7 days prayer and fasting and midnight prayers, praying for people believing God to be married and those that were engaged but no money to be married. God showed up on the last day of the midnight prayers. My husband called me and said, babe, I just got a job. And when he told me, the salary, it was 5 times the previous 2 jobs he was working. December 2021, we gloriously got married. We just celebrated our 1 year anniversary. I just come to return all the glory to God.
Somebody celebrate Jesus for these wonderful testimonies. You are the next to share your Shiloh testimony. Put those hands together for Jesus.
Somebody celebrating Jesus for all these testimonies. Give the Lord a shout.